Blind Tech Talk. I'm your host, Jordan. I have an iPad Air 5 review for you today. A week ago today, I got the iPad Air 5. I got the Wi-Fi Plus cellular version. 10.9-inch liquid retina display. Touch ID built into the power button. Pretty cool. I had the 2019 iPad Pro 11-inch with Face ID. Sometimes it can take a couple tries to unlock a device with Face ID. Touch ID seems to work 9 times out of 10. Touch ID isn't the newest technology, but it's still pretty cool. iPad Air 5 with the M1 chip has more than enough power. Unless there's something specific you're looking for with the iPad Pro, I would definitely recommend checking out the iPad Air 5. Has the USB-C port, so you can plug a hub into it and plug all kinds of things into that. I've got a USB-C hub plugged into mine with my Blue Yeti plugged into that. Works good, no problems. Definitely an iPad worth checking out. If you're thinking about getting one, though, I would definitely check a couple different color options before you order. Took me 3 days to get the blue one. I checked on the space gray one as well. It wouldn't have been here until between June 22nd and the 24th, so definitely worth checking a couple different color options. Hopefully there'll be more inventory in stock soon, so you'll be able to check them out in person. Called a few places and couldn't find any in stock. They seem to be pretty popular and they're new. But I would definitely recommend it. Even without a Bluetooth speaker connected, audio sounds very good. I haven't tested the cameras a whole lot, but I've heard good things about those as well. Definitely a solid iPad worth checking out. Thank you for listening. I'll be back this weekend with the regular show. You can find me on Twitter, Blind Tech Talk.